Maishas per Gimel Mishnah Gimel, one more Mishnah, very similar to the previous. Hasocher es apoa la'asos bezesim. If a person hires someone to work in his olive grove, but he's not picking olives, because if the worker would be picking olives, he'd be entitled to eat those olives as he picks them by the Torah, and then he'd be allowed to eat without taking tithes. Here, this person's being hired to do some other job around the olives, like, for example, suggests the Bar Tanura. He is hoeing beneath it, or he's weeding beneath it. Whatever the case is, he's hired to work in the field with the olives, but not doing the picking of the olives. Amar lo almanas lechol zesim. If the worker says, I agree to work for you on condition that while I'm working, I'm allowed to help myself to those olives. That being the case, of course, the olives become compensation, therefore they're the status of being like a mech or a sale, and therefore if he pulls them off the tree and there's a mini harvest of two or more olives, it'll be considered to be tzeruf, a little mini harvest that requires tithing prior to echilas arai. But ochel echad echad upatar, says the Mishnah, if he picks the olives one at a time, he's okay, and it's exempt from the tithing requirements. V'im tzeruf, on the other hand, if he collects two or more olives together, chayev, at that point he must tithe the olives before eating them. Similarly, lenakesh bebetzalim, if the worker was hired to weed around onions, again, if he were picking onions, he'd be allowed to help himself, but this is some ancillary job just in the onion patch. That being the case, amar lo almanas le'echol yarak, if the worker says, I agree to work in your onion fields doing the weeding, whatever the story is, provided that I can help myself to the green shoots, like the spring onions that are growing out, you know, the chives, whatever you want to call those things, the green shoots that come off the onions. So, same as the previous, that would be considered to be compensation. Therefore, if there's tzeref, he'll have to tithe it. If not, one at a time, he could. But the Mishnah here says, what constitutes tzeref for these little green shoots coming off the onions? Mekartem ale ale v'ochel. He can pluck one little green shoot at a time and eat the green shoot, the green leaf, and that's okay. He can eat it without tithing. Vim tzeref, but if he aggregates two or more green leaves coming off of the onions, so then chayev, tzeref, aggregation, compensation, like a sale, mini harvest, therefore required to be tithed before he eats it.